Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday Show. What a difference a year makes. Where were you last year? It's December 8th, 2015. Where were you December 8th, 2014? Where were you? What were you doing? Can you remember? I can. And I want to share that with you because it's my show. So I get to share it with you. And I would love for you to share with me. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. But this is pretty damn inspiring, if I do say so myself. By the way, if you're just tuning in and you're wondering who's the loose cannon saying the damn word, it's my name's Sam Crowley, ex-corporate slave, told the boss to shove it May 6, 2005, went bankrupt, worked, became a zoo animal, poked, prodded, mocked, ridiculed, made fun of for the next 18 months, crushed it, told everyone to shove it, and then went after my dream to make every day Saturday and become an international motivational speaker. So I'm the crash test dummy for entrepreneurs. Man, I go out, try stuff. If it works, great. I'll let you know about it. If it doesn't, I'll still let you know about it. All right? Because those stories are actually more fun. It's the fails that are the most fun to talk about. The failings, the failures is the word I'm looking for. The failures. So a year ago, I just mentioned the previous podcast. I just got back from Palm Springs speaking at an amazing event. I'm on my way to Orlando this week speaking at an amazing event. And in between this week, last year, guess what I was doing? I was sandwiched in between an event in Palm Springs and an event in Orlando. Same company. They have the same events this time of year. They bring me in. I'm very, very grateful for that because I love meeting entrepreneurs. And I love getting paid to do what it is that I really love doing. I mean, it's really magic. It really, man, I can't even tell you the feeling. Won't go into it right now. We talk about it all the time. But boy, when you find that place in your life, when you love what you do and you get paid to do what you do, I mean, I can only imagine what a professional football, baseball, basketball player must feel like, that they've been doing this since they were 3 years old and they really, now they get to do it and get paid to do it. All right. I just wish I did it more. You know, I wish I could speak more. If I could travel and speak to your organization, if you're here in the States, let me know. If you're in sales or other, I mean, anything, network marketing, whatever, man, let's do it. Let's get me on your stage speaking to your audience and it would be fired up, no doubt about it. Hit me up, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Would love to speak to your organization. Be honored to do it. So last year, when I was speaking in Palm Springs, before I went on stage, about a half hour before I spoke, I get a phone call from Children's Hospital that they are re-intubating our daughter, Susan, who had been all, at that point in time in the hospital for about 115 days or so. And what that means is they were putting the ventilator tube back down her throat. And that's how they do it. I'll spare you the details, but when they pump air into a preemie, they do it through the mouth all the way down, leave it the tube near the lungs to get air to the lungs that can't normally get there. And she had been on and off this ventilator twice, and this was the third time. And they had hooked her up to oscillator machines that literally shake you. It's a machine that hooks up to the baby, and it shakes the baby. Our baby was shaken, and I think, you know, not shaken baby syndrome, but that's a totally different thing. But this pretty damn close, man. They shake your kid, like hooking them up to like when a washing machine is on the spin cycle, just to loosen up the lungs. You know what I'm talking about? Like, and it does that for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, however long your preemie is on that. And poor Susan, she was on that oscillator machine. She was on the ventilator, all that stuff. So anyway, I'm getting a phone call that I thought previously I talked to the doctors there. They said they were not re-intubating Susan. They were not putting her back on the vent. And then I get another call telling me that they are. And I'm supposed to speak in Palm Springs. I'm 3,000 miles away from my family. This is all going down. I was just a nervous wreck. And I don't even get anxiety a lot. I don't worry a lot. I'm not one of these worry warts. But I was, man. I'm like, what in the hell's going on? So long story short, they ended up re-intubating Susan, putting her back on the ventilator. And I mean, I went sideways. I couldn't even focus. I was on stage in Palm Springs for 90 minutes. It was great. The audience was amazing, as they always are. I fed off their positive energy and love. It was great. I actually shared the story of what was going on in my life, which I do a lot from the stage, so people can see, hey, you know, got a normal guy. Just telling it, wait, what's going on, you know? And so in between there, I came back from that trip to Palm Springs. I called the CEO at Children's Hospital. I was on the phone with all these executives. I was going crazy. I remember I flew through Dallas last year. So I went Palm Springs to Dallas. I landed in Dallas like around 2 in the afternoon, Dallas time. And I got on the phone immediately with this high-level dude in Children's Hospital, and he was telling me how sorry he was with all the confusion and blah, blah, blah. And there, guys, there's so much goes into the story. The book's coming out this month, One More Breath. You read all about it. I'll tell you how to get it. It was an absolute zoo at Children's Hospital. I mean, they lost our baby. My wife had to take an HIV test because they gave her breast milk to another baby. I mean, it was nuts. This is just a small part of what was going on. And it wasn't even the worst part that happened while we were at Children's Hospital, by the way. It was crazy. You read about it in the book. So then I come home. I go to Children's Hospital, meet with people down there. I say, hey, this is crazy, guys. You know, who the hell's knows? I mean, at one point also, they were going to wheel Susan down for surgery, and she had RSV. And you can't operate on a baby when they have RSV, you know? And they didn't believe us that she had RSV, but we knew she had it. And when they actually wheeled her all the way across the campus to go into surgery, she hadn't eaten in 12 hours because she was scheduled for surgery. And the doctor looks and gives her a quick exam and says, we're not operating on this baby. She's got RSV. Hello? I mean, oh my God, it's so frustrating. If you've ever had a loved one in a hospital and you just feel like pulling your hair out, I feel for you. I mean, it's so, you feel helpless. You're at the mercy. You know, it's a circle of life. Mostly it's little babies who can't speak for themselves. And then if you have an elderly parent, a mother, a father who's in a nursing home or going into surgery, and they don't know half the time what's going on. They're 80, 90 years old. I mean, Christ, they're just trying to wake up the next day. And, you know, they don't know what's supposed to happen and whatnot. You know, and I just feel bad. I feel bad for everybody involved, the family, the patient, everybody, you know. And there are good nurses out there and doctors. It's just when you get the bad ones, they really is amplified. I mean, you really do notice. So this whole week last year in between Palm Springs and Orlando, I was a nervous wreck because now Susan, they scheduled an emergency tracheostomy on her. And guess when it was happening? The next day, I was flying to Orlando. And they were going in to do a scope to see how her lungs work and if they didn't look good, they were going to do a trach right then and there. Well, I was already scheduled to speak in Orlando. I already had a commitment, had to go, had to make it happen, had to keep my commitment to the audience, which I didn't expect Susan to have a trach done that day. I thought maybe they'd wait a few days. Well, what happened? Go to Orlando, and another time, half hour before I hit the stage, my wife Angela texts me, says Susan's getting a trach. And there you go. She was going under to get the tracheostomy tube put in that was going to ultimately help her breathe and get her out of the hospital probably quicker. But here I am again, 1,000 miles away from home, on a stage. Now, this time I was just a wreck. I mean, I didn't know what my daughter would look like. Immediately I flew back from Orlando the next morning, and I went right to Children's Hospital from the airport, saw my daughter, and she was all puffy and, you know, she was just looked like a blowfish from, you know, just the medicine that she was on, and she was on morphine and all this stuff, and I just felt so horrible. And here we are, a year later. Our daughter's been home for 8 months. She's doing amazing. She's off the ventilator all day now. She only needs it at night. She's doing a sleep study at the end of this month at Children's to see if she can come off the ventilator now at night as well. She weighs 20 pounds, not just 1 pound. We're not in the hospital anymore. We're not making that trip down Interstate 71 twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon to come home. We're a family again. You know, our family's together. It's not, I wouldn't say it's the perfect situation, because the perfect situation is going to be no medical supplies in our home, no ventilator, and our baby off her trach tube. But boy, what a difference a year makes. My God. Last year, we were literally spending Christmas in Children's Hospital visiting our daughter. Last year at this time, in between my Palm Beach and Orlando trip, I was heading to Orlando not knowing whether or not my daughter was going to get a trach tube put in or not. And here we are. I'm heading to Orlando in a couple days to speak, and she's home. I know where she is. I know my wife has her. I know she's in great care. I know she's playing with her sisters. And I know we're going to spend Christmas together. Our entire family. It's the first year. All of us are going to have Christmas together. Isn't that awesome? So, here it is for you. Wherever you are right now, December 8th, December 9th, hell, just December of this year, understand a year from now, your circumstances can and will change dramatically for the better. Dramatically for the better. Stay in faith. Stay in the game. Stay focused. Stay working. Don't stop working. You know, I didn't stop working. I continued traveling, continued speaking. Not that I didn't care about my family. It's actually because I cared so much about my family. I wanted to keep my vocation. Because a lot of the time when you love what you do, your vocation is your vacation. And things always, always work out exactly how they're supposed to work out. Maybe not how you want them to work out, but they work out exactly how they're supposed to work out. You with me? Do you receive the message today, child? It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.